This is Sign Off with Sam on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM.
That's right. Sign Off with Sam. I'm John Foster. A special two-hour edition here late in the morning and early afternoon to bring an AM Columbus focus to Mr. Supermaker, who is retiring as of today. 64 years, Samuel P. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Hi and a pleasant good morning, everybody.
I like it. I like it. Chuck Wells is in studio with us right now at Overhead Doorknob, the big guy, but spent some time with the Republic.
Yeah.
And also pretty active with Columbus East High School. I want to talk about your reflections and thoughts about Sammy in terms of when, for lack of better words, you were competitors.
Yeah, I worked with the Brown family at the Republic for the better part of 20 years. Yeah. And I know Sam had a very close relationship with Harry McCauley, I kind of put those two in the same boat. The impact that both Sam and Harry have had on this community, and we never really looked at it as competition as much as complementary roles in the community, making sure that Columbus was being served, and Sam had a big part of that, and so did Harry, and it was a great period of time in my life for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with Columbus East, because that's one of those issues Sam's has to come in contact with over the years, and your thoughts on that aspect of this.
Well, the thing about Sam is that when we were growing up, we always listened to away games, whether it was basketball or football, and of course, being an East guy, the Keels and the state championships, yep. And the runs through the playoffs, we always made sure that we were listening to Sam. And I was talking to some buddies this last weekend, and everybody that I mentioned that Sam was retiring, that I talked to the last few days, they mentioned what a great honor and how exciting it was after a game to be interviewed by Sam. Like it's like meeting the president. Like it was the biggest thing ever, So. Many of us who played high school sports here had that opportunity. It was really a great experience.
Okay. Talking with Chuck Wells, who's the head of Overhead Door, but spent a number of years with the Republic and also Columbus East High School. And I just want to touch on something, too, because of Sam's focus on sports. But we here in this community have been tremendously blessed by some pretty important people who have gone to high school in this town.
Yeah, that's right. If you think about it's interesting, in 64 years, Sam, I bet it'd be hard for you to name the top five athletes that you interviewed. But there were some big ones.
There were, and I guess it can go back to Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
As one, and Blair Keel.
Right.
Mike Phipps.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Jerry Newsom.
Yeah.
That's okay. Bill Russell.
There you go.
You got five.
Steve Wilmer. The list goes on.
Yeah.
A lot of them, no doubt.
Chuck, I've been asked a lot since Sam made his announcement a couple of weeks ago that he was going to retire. And he said, how are you going to replace him? I said, we're not going to replace him. And they look at me like, what do you mean? I said, understand, you don't replace this guy.
Well, when Harry McCauley retired, we had the same problem.
Thing. Yeah.
They are irreplaceable.
What a... Also give a tip off of the chapeau to your sports editors during my tenure. Talk about close relationships.
Right. You guys were in the booth together every Friday night.
Starting out with Scott Alexander, if you remember that name.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And Jim Plump, a dear friend.
Yeah.
The whole litany of people. When can I toss in the bit about family?
Please do.
I won't interrupt Chuck's stories. Great family. Number one.
Yep.
Wife, Fran, son, Jeff, in Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Daughter, Joan, in Fort Wayne. Grandchildren. Great grandchildren.
Oh.
Thanks, family. I'm not here without them.
You're right. No doubt.
Yeah.
Didn't want
stuff.
To forget that.
I'm glad you didn't forget that. That's good stuff.
We did an Indiana Sportscasters and Sports Writers annual Hall of Fame banquet in Greenwood. And as the MC, I learned that Arv Kuntz,
from Seymour,
legendary Hall of Fame Seymour Tribune sports writer, and he's probably had a byline in the Republic a few times. He had forgotten to thank his wife in his remarks. And I had...
bad move.
I always say at the end, anything else for the good of the cause. And somebody spoke up and said, hey, Arv has something. So now I incorporate that every year when I do that banquet. Anything else for the good of the cause.
Very good. Chuck, before I let you go here, just one lasting memory you have of Sam. Maybe it was a game he did or something. What comes to mind?
Well, I was talking to John Clark earlier this week. As a journalist myself, there are you have a responsibility to cover the events of the community. Yep. And even in sports, you have, as a journalist, you're documenting for the community what's happening at that game and in those moments. And Sam has a gift that is rare in that no matter, he always made sure that kids were celebrated and projected positively on them during games and interviews and those kinds of things. And even when a bad play happens, you fumble the ball or you throw an interception, Sam had this gift of telling that story without making that kid feel bad or parents hearing it on the air feel bad.
Sure.
It was this gift of building up kids in this community. And if you think about the number of years he's been doing this and the kids that have been able to be interviewed and be part of that, you'd be hard pressed to find anybody in this town that had a bigger impact.
Very good. By the way, I wanted to thank you publicly for the ad Overhead Door ran a couple of weeks ago with Sammy. That was superb.
Well, it was very well intended, for sure.
Very good.
Thanks a million. You played end, right?
I played corner, yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Which is good, because I guess in school he was in the corner a lot, right? Was that part of it?
Yeah, Phil Houston could tell you some stories.
I bet he could. Chuck Wells, thanks for stopping in
Thank
today.
You, guys.
We appreciate
Thank you,
it,
Charles.
Good to see you.
Good deal. All righty. It's the Sign Off with Sam special AM Columbus broadcast on this Friday. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment.